In 2019, I had a series of experiences that completely changed the direction of my life and my perception on reality. How I ended up having these experiences is a long story, so I'm going to skip some of the context just to give you an idea of what it was that I went through. So due to a series of synchronistic events over the course of a couple of years, I became drawn towards the mystery schools, esoteric teachings, consciousness studies, and that kind of merged into quantum physics, biophysics, the entanglement between us and our wider reality. Is there a universal mind? These types of ideas. So I explored these ideas for a couple of years until eventually I found myself in a bit of a depression. You see, what I realized was that despite having some form of an intellectual understanding, or at least an inclination into what might be the mysteries of this world, all of these mystery teachings that seem to coincide with emerging scientific discoveries, this was the path I was on. But it got to a point in this path where I became depressed. I started to feel like this was all just very esoteric information. None of it was actually impacting my life. None of it was really benefiting my life. So what if I have some form of a strong belief about what happens after you die or what this world really means? It's not actually benefiting me in the long run. It's not actually giving me anything in my real world life and making me into a better person. So what I decided to do, one night I just sat on my bed and I just talked to the universe, I guess. You could call that a prayer, but that's not really how I was looking at it. I was just voicing my opinion out to the universe. And I was saying things like, you know, it's great that there's all of this knowledge and I feel like I'm learning things about very, you know, high order esoteric perceptions and beliefs, but what does this all mean? Like, how does this benefit me? None of it's actually helping me. I still feel like I'm in the same situation. Give me something real. Give me something real that I can actually do. Give me something real that I can feel or see or sense. Something that validates all of this. Something that proves it. Anyway, to cut a very long story short, about a week after sitting on my bed and making these requests and saying that I needed something, I came across something very interesting. And it was the claim that you can actually initiate forms of contact or communication with other beings. This is typically associated with the UFO subject, often under the terminology CE5, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, which is when you yourself initiate a form of contact. Now, simply coming across that kind of a claim isn't something that would typically break down my suspension of disbelief and make me engage in that practice. But the synchronicity of that previous request on my bed the week prior, coupled with the kind of information that was being wrapped up in this potential ability to make contact, it rang so true to me, it was really hard to deny. The way in which it was being discussed and proposed, this marriage between spirituality and scientific principles, all of what was being proposed kind of correlated to what I was already learning and researching prior. So it was a very provocative synchronicity, and it was enough to inspire me to actually go out and begin these practices. And that is where my life changed. I'm going to get to the top of this hill before I keep explaining, because I might run out of oxygen. We've had the first bit of snow in the UK, so it's a nice day. I like to get out on these crisp winter days where it's cold but bright. It's just nice. So I started going out and I started doing these practices. Now, there's a lot of people out there that will say to you that you need to be doing a very specific kind of a protocol. A lot of it usually invokes Vedic Sanskrit or older teachings and rituals. And I'm not saying that that's wrong or not recommended. I just didn't do that myself. Personally, I was a lot more bare bones with it. So I'm not a meditative practitioner. Not typically. I am now, or I try to be. But prior to all of this, I wasn't. And so I started just getting into these meditative states. I'd already done research on the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences and the remote viewing programs and the binaural tones. And so I had an understanding of how some of these things were operating when it was recommending to use binaural tones and getting into these meditative states. I just never really done it. I just researched a lot about them. So I started to just get into a very, very basic, in through the nose, out through the mouth, repeat over time. You know, the thing is with meditation, yeah, thoughts do come into your head. And it's really hard to ignore that. But it is just like a muscle. You just have to keep doing it. The more you do it, even if you meditate for like 2-3 minutes, the more you do that, the more you'll find that those 2-3 minutes become less noisy and more quiet. And that's obviously what you're trying to achieve is silence. And we live in a society where our brains are kind of always being stimulated by constant noise. So it's just like our brains are just neural chatter, 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 chatter. Very hard to shut it up. You know what I mean? So basically, all of that was kind of contributing to how I was looking at this kind of a subject, how I was looking at this type of an approach of initiating a form of communication, right? I'd already had some form of a foundation laid for me. And then this synchronistic series of experiences occurred, which made me go, well, okay, maybe this communication approach is worthy of exploration. In fact, it did feel like a light bulb in my head. So I was very dedicated to go out and attempt to make contact. So I started to practice meditation, getting into these states of quiet consciousness. And then I started to go outside into my back garden. And essentially, at nighttime, I would just be getting into a meditative state of consciousness. And from that place of stillness, once it was easier to get into that place of stillness, I'd begin to just kind of project my thoughts. And these weren't just thoughts, it's thoughts and emotion. I think this is a very important symbiosis that we really underestimate. And I guarantee you, as much as this might sound like woo-woo magic, the avenues of biophysics and quantum biology are going to tap into this. The mystics and the ancients knew about this stuff. They knew about it intuitively. I'm not saying they were quantum physicists. They weren't. They knew about it intuitively. Intuition beats logic to the table, but it just doesn't prove it. It just beats it. You can know something to be true and not have evidence for it. Everyone says it's wrong until the evidence arrives to prove you were right. But that's why you need logic. You do need science. You need to be able to prove things to create innovation. So they have to work hand in hand. They have to work in symbiosis. That was one of the realizations that made me create my channel, Project Unity. It means a unity of spirit and science, a symbiosis between spirit and science. So yeah, my point being, as much as this might sound like magic, it's not. I mean, science is magic and magic is science. There really is no difference. So I was getting into these states of consciousness, these quiet states of consciousness through meditation, through very basic in through the nose, out through the mouth, do my best to silence that chattering mind. And over time, you get these pockets of silence. And that's where the power lies, ironically, in the silence. So when I got into these silent pockets, I would then purposefully, intentionally model my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings, my hopes, my intentions around having a form of peaceful contact with benevolent intelligences. Is there anything out there of a higher order than my own consciousness that is willing to say something, willing to show themselves, willing to... This is an age-old request. You know, it might be dressed up in New Age techno-babble and quantum science and flying saucers, but this is the age-old request of, hello, is anyone there? You know? That's what it is. And when you reach out with sincerity, something says hello. That's what this whole video is about. Something saying hello. Because in 2019, in the summer of 2019, I had four experiences. Four major experiences, because I had many weird, strange, anomalous events happen in that night sky when I was doing these practices, but four major events in 2019 within the space of about a month. And that's what changed me. Like, that is what changed my life, my perspective on life, my journey through life. I wouldn't be doing anything I'm doing now if it wasn't for these experiences. And to be honest, even now in 2024, I have to really keep those experiences in my memory to make sure that they don't fade and I don't forget them or forget how important they were. Because sometimes I do. Sometimes I have to sit there and remind myself, like, you went through some really wild things, man, and it's okay to not really feel like you connect with other people. It does something to your head when you see something that's beyond this veil. You know, I think you either go insane or you embrace it. And I embraced it, but I think I did nearly go insane. I think I'm doing okay though. So I'm outside at night in my back garden. 2019, in August, around maybe, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, something like that. No neighbors out, it was just me alone in my back garden. And I was doing what had become, at this point, my usual routine. I really hope I don't slip. I'm playing with fire, or, well, with ice right now, because this is a situation. But I really want to explain this to you. I was doing what had become my usual routine, which was to just get into these meditative states of consciousness, these very basic states of consciousness, and begin to project intentions and also ideas about what I think reality is. I was projecting sentences, talking. I was basically talking to the universe the way that I'm talking to you right now and explaining how I feel about the potential dynamics and principles of reality as a conscious construct, and if anything's out there that agrees with this, or if there's anything out there that understands love as such a fundamental force in nature, like things like this. And I was really filling myself up with very positive emotion. You know, and people laugh that off. And that's dumb. Because again, if you just do your research into the biophysics of a human being, and you realize that we are electrochemical beings, that we radiate electromagnetic energy, and that our thoughts and feelings and reactions are all electrochemical pulses that resonate electronically. Like, we are energetic beings, empirically proven by science. You know, you don't have to invoke anything spiritual to say very definitively, oh, nearly went, that we are energetic beings. So, you know, park that skepticism debunker thing to the side. It's already been proven, my friend. No need to comment about that one. And my point is that these very profound emotional states, even anger, right, and hatred and envy, but also love and happiness and the positive emotions, the ones that fill you up with amazing feelings, this is all very powerful electrochemical processes happening, which then what? Radiates as energy. So, going into these states of consciousness to initiate a form of contact with potentially unknown intelligences of a higher order in reality, probably best to come equipped with your best feelings glowing, right? Not the negative feelings. So you want to be going at this kind of approach with positivity, with love, with connectivity, with unity, with empathy, with a childlike innocence, like an approach of curiosity. So that's how you want to approach these things energetically, and that's what I was doing. And so what happened to me on that evening in August of 2019 was that I was looking up at the stars, looking up at the sky, and I've done a longer talk about this, but in all honesty, I'm just going to cut to the most important context, and I hope you'll forgive me for that. I just don't think it's necessarily that important, but I was discussing in other videos a couple of flashes of light and things that were happening that I thought might be interesting, but honestly, it pales in comparison. So I don't think it's that relevant. Maybe I'm making a mistake there, but either way, I want to just skip to this bit. I saw a cloud, okay? I was looking around the sky from left to right in my back garden, and I saw in the sky, I saw a dark cloud. And I did a bit of a double take of this cloud. I was looking around, I saw it, I looked over here, and then I looked back at it again. And it was when I looked back at it that I suddenly realized that there was something really weird going on with this cloud. It had this dark color to it, kind of stormy. But when I really looked at it, I noticed that it was shimmering, right? With a kind of static. The only way I can really describe it was like it had a light overlay of TV static across it, shimmering around. And that's when it caught my attention, when I suddenly realized that there was this very odd field effect going on. And this cloud was drifting from the left-hand side of the sky over to the right, quite slowly. And my house is here, okay? I'm at the back of my garden. The cloud is coming across the sky, and it looks like it's just gonna go right past my house and keep going. So what actually happened is when this cloud got to where my house is, bear in mind it is high up in the sky, but perception-wise, it came across, and literally, as it got to where my house is, it did a right angle turn, and it was now coming across the sky towards me. So eventually this cloud, if it doesn't change again, is going to be directly above my head. This was a very abrupt change. I'm talking that kind of a change, okay? Jarring. And it was jarring. My heart skipped a beat. I was pretty much frozen where I stood. Not necessarily terrified or scared, but very shocked at the abruptness and the physical visual appearance, which was staticky, shimmery, okay? So this cloud, it came above my head, and I kid you not, I swear on my mother's life, who I love very much, that this cloud sucked into itself, just dissipated into itself, like there was a central point that was a vacuum and it was being sucked into it. This happened in a couple of seconds or less, and it revealed a triangle formation of about 25, maybe 30 orange spheres, orange balls or orbs of light. In a triangle, in a solid triangle formation. Now I call it a formation because I do not think this was a vehicle. It didn't stop, so this cloud dissipated, reveals this triangle directly above my head. I kid you not, directly above my head. This big triangle of orange orbs, okay? And it kept going, so I had to turn around and watch as it went off into the distance, off into the horizon. And as it was moving, some of these orbs, some of these spheres were switching positions in this formation. So I don't think this was a vehicle. It was a squadron, a formation of orbs, okay? This is the absolute God's honest, unvarnished truth. I didn't film it. I was shocked. I am going to relay in some other videos my other experiences, including a video where these orbs came down very close to my house and to me, and I could get a very good look at them. And that's why I'm doing what I do. I look into a lot of different subjects, and I'm interested in a lot of different fields, but the keystone, the core of my shift onto a path of alternative research was that I had these experiences. And what I decided to do once I had these experiences was I picked up a camera like this and I went to this forest, into the trees, away from everyone, and I started talking about my experiences. And I started talking about the spirit science that I think is involved in these experiences, which has only evolved in terms of my knowledge on that issue, I really feel we're close to finding some of the hidden keys in our biology that connect us to reality in a way that facilitates this non-local communication, point to point, beyond any sort of linearity restriction communication. Because we are, essentially, biological quantum computers that are connected to all points in the universe. That's what we're going to find out, and that's what was revealed to me through these experiences and the subsequent research I did. So I'll talk more about these experiences in subsequent videos, but for now, I'll leave you with that, and I'd love to know your thoughts.